bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, you know, let me just tell you right out of the gate right now, one of the most important things you could do is probably write down this phone number, 1-800-800-MIND, 1-800-800-MIND. And you've heard me talk about empowerment on the radio for years now, years. And, you know, finally have gotten someone that is joining me today that can share with you what it means, what it is, and how you can live the life that you want. This is an extraordinary individual. My show today is with my very special guest, Matt James. He is the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. Hold on to those words for a minute, Empowerment Partnership. Dr. James is committed to lifelong learning, as reflected in his many degrees and certifications, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And as a matter of fact, he was an amazing individual in the formulation and understanding and what has become to be known as NLP, and we'll talk about that. So we have many, many things to talk about. Most importantly, that number, 1-800-800-MIND, we have a special offer for you today, and we're talking about your life, how you can take control, empowering it by removing all of the things that don't serve you. Dr. Matt James, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a wonderful show to be on, and I'm very honored to be here.
You know, let's get down and get dirty here with this term empowerment, because it has been used, and you and I have talked about this, it has been used probably as often as the word integrity and is probably as misunderstood as the word integrity. And I think what you are doing is you're sharing a full spectrum feeling and teaching on how people can truly be who they are in this life. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about your view of empowerment and what this means to you in the work that you do.
Well, our view of empowerment in what we teach is that an individual has the ability to create the changes that they want in their lives. An individual has that ability inside themselves, whether that's to release a block, an emotion, or a decision that they had made in the past that is preventing them from what they want to create in the future, whether it is a meeting an obstacle as they're going down the path of life, whatever it is that comes up. The idea of empowerment is that the individual has that ability to create the change inside. I think what happens, though, is that sometimes as we go through life, we forget that we have that ability. Now, I know that we have that ability because of looking at people that are out there that are making these changes, that are able to create what they want. Even psychology tells us that if people are able to achieve this, then it is possible. And what makes one individual achieve something and another individual not achieve something is a difference of what's going on inside. So my opinion is that empowerment deals with getting in touch with that ability, getting in touch with that need or that ability or that desire to change and to create that change in your life. And that's what true empowerment is, when you can do it yourself.
You know, so often, though, we'd like to blame it on bad luck, that being the reason that some people are able to live the lives they want and others are not. So we're more likely to blame it on something that we believe is outside of our control. But that's really in contradiction to what you teach.
It is. And, you know, people, it is easier to blame others. It is easier to say, hey, that's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm the way that I am. It's not my fault that I don't have the relationship that I want. I could have had a better job, but it's someone else's fault. it is much easier. It is an escape. It is a way of getting away from dealing with what's really creating it, what's really causing that to have happened. Now, I don't like the word fault. I know people use that, and I've even used it. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I love to tell my students, you know, I'm just on the same path you guys are on.
Mm-hmm.
I just was born into a situation, or I was given information at a certain time that really helped me understand this and created a desire to learn it and to get it at a deeper level. Hey, look, I've been up against things. I've gone through my own stuff, and I've gone through periods where I've wanted to blame others. The word fault, though, you have to think it's not anyone's fault, but a person at some point has to take responsibility, not for what has gone wrong, but for creating what they want now and in the future.
That's an excellent point. And, you know, let me ask you a question that I ask just about every guest I've ever talked to. And it is regarding what you've just said, Matt. I mean, it has to do with here you are. You were actually, you know, you're a certified master trainer. You are one of the youngest persons ever to be certified as a practitioner and master practitioner of NLP. You're bringing together multiple training classes so that people can do the things they've always wanted to do, so they can create the life that they want to live. And the question that I would ask you is, here along the path and all that you've done, what are some of those challenges? What are some of those obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow, good question. the biggest obstacle I think that I ever faced in my life was my health.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest one. I've gone through things with relationship. I'm in a fantastic relationship now. That was an area that took me a little while to work on. The three big areas that we've noticed in people that have come to take our trainings are health, relationship, and career. Those seem to be the big three. Those aren't the only ones. There are family, you know, spirituality, personal growth. Those are the big three that people request. Business things have always seemed to come easy for me. Learned how to manage at an early age. One of my degrees are in business management. So that always seemed to come very easy. But health, as recently as it was about 3 years ago, I was 65 pounds heavier than I am right now.
Oh, wow.
And I was weighing in at about 225, 230. And that doesn't seem like a lot. And I know, and I've worked with personally and in my seminars and trainings, people that were much heavier than that and gotten some fantastic results with them. That was my biggest struggle, though. And I was at a point in my life where it could have just gotten worse. And, I did blame others. I even said, you know, this isn't my fault. It must be genetics. You know, this isn't my fault. It must be family. It must be, you know, oh, it's too late. I've already eaten too much. And there was a lot of blame. And I realized, you know, here I am, I'm teaching, I'm letting people know that they're able to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. And yes, I feel great about my career, my relationship is fantastic, yet I get up in front of these groups of people and I didn't feel like I was living it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, well, it must have been about 3 or 4 years ago that I finally just sat down and said, okay, I'm going to take everything I know and apply this to my health and fitness now. And now I'm at a much healthier weight. I'm feeling fantastic. And, you know, I'm in charge of my results. I'm in charge of creating what I want in my life. And, again, it's not about fault or blame. It's not about blaming others or blaming myself. It's more about I took responsibility for letting go of the things that would prevent me from achieving what I wanted to achieve.
That's what I love about you, Matt. I mean, this is what I absolutely love about you. You know, we can sit here and we can talk to people and the thousands of people that are listening to the show, and we could say, oh, you know what, folks, you know what, let me just tell you that Matt and I, we're like just like you. But what you just shared is a demonstration that we are like the people that listen to the show, that we are at we do get to places in our lives where it's extremely difficult for us to really, you know, just high hurdle that next hurdle or walk that next walk. But the point of all of this is that you're not your obstacle, you're not your challenge, and you live and walk the talk.
Exactly. And I think that's important. To me, if I'm going to get up and talk to people, the first person that should be listening is me. I just That's why I enjoy teaching. I have people, I think people that I've trained or that have gone through our trainings that go out there and end up teaching, I think that's fantastic, and it's one of the most rewarding things. And I'm sure that in the guests that you bring on your show, you must be able to get a wealth of information for that, that you are not even, they're not only assisting your listeners in getting, but also assisting yourself. And I think,
oh my gosh, I mean, every time I talk with you, or I hear something you say, it is so reminds me, just like you talked about, I mean, the whole weight issue, we're actually going to be doing a series of programs around that, because it has reached an unbelievable level of, you know, of obesity in this country, and young people. And my sister, I've shared this before, my sister died at close to 450 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the reasons we can come up with for why we're not taking care of ourselves, but we don't have enough time to exercise. Well, you know, there isn't really the, I can't afford to eat the food that would make all of these. And, you know, the word fault I used on purpose, because that's the way we talk to ourselves.
Oh, sure.
You know, we are like all over ourselves in terms of what we do. But you help thousands of people stop that and really take control of their lives in what they want to do and what they want to have.
Yep, and you know, the word fault, and I don't shy away from that, because when a person is in their stuff, when a person has those blocks coming up, when the negative emotions are there, that's the word that they're using. So, I mean, there's no point in shying away from it. And you're right, that an individual in their life, whether it's health, whether it is business, whether it is career, whatever area it is, if they're not achieving what they want to achieve, then yes, there can be something at the physical level. But what we have found is that if you don't have the emotional baggage there anymore, if you've let go of your baggage and you are able to focus on what it is that you want to create and know how to create it, that an individual has an easier time achieving their goals in comparison to someone who's holding on to that blame, who's holding on to the anger or the fear or the sadness or possibly even the guilt. When a person is able to let that go, then they're able to create what they want.
Well said. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, more with Matt James. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show right here on Voice America. And let me mention to you again, I put out a number, 1-800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D. Matt, if folks call that number, they will receive a book regarding today's show. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a book called The Secret of Creating Your Future, and it's a great little introduction, gives a good overview, and anyone that calls up our office will be happy to send them one of those books.
The Secret of Creating Your Future, right there, 1-800-800-MIND, with Matt James here today. We're talking about empowerment. We've got lots to share. If you want to weigh in, have a question or comment, are you stuck someplace in your life, the line for you to call right now today is 1-866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We're loving you every minute. We'll be right back.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
The Empowering Your Life Seminar is coming to Seattle, April 28th to the 30th. Are you ready to do the things you wanted to do? Create what you want in life now and in the future? Empowering Your Life techniques give you the power to make personal changes quickly and easily.
You can change your life, and you can change yourself. It can be painless. It doesn't have to take months or years. It can take weeks or days or no time at all. For more information, call 800-800-MIND. That's 800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. You've heard me talk about it, and now it's here. The book, Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2. Real women reveal proven strategies for personal, business, financial, and spiritual fulfillment. And guess what? Dr. Pat leads the book off with the 3 secrets to living life full out. Order your copy now by going to www.thedrpatshow.com or call me at 206-523-5522. 206-523-5522.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
Hi, this is Rhonda Britton. You're listening to Crust Busting with Pat. She really is fantastic. She helps hundreds and thousands of people change their lives just like I do.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining the show today. My special guest today is Matt James, Dr. Matt James, as a matter of fact, the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. If you'd like to find out more about all of this, you can go to www.nlp.com, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the kinds of trainings that happen, because all of this is in support of each and every one of us having a personal, profound personal transformation in our lives. But what I want to say right now is that number, 1-800-800-MIND, that's the number that if you call that number, you will be able to receive a copy, a book that Matt has graciously gifted to each and every one of you. Matt, thank you so much for joining the show today.
And thank you again for having me on. I do appreciate it.
You know, let's talk about this wheel we get on, where we have a list of these things in life that we'd love to do. I mean, who doesn't have a list? Even if you don't have them on paper, you've got them in your mind. Whether it's lose weight, whether it's to have your job, you know, your dream job, whether it's to have the relationship of your life. But we always have these things that we want to do. And yet at the same time, a lot of people have the list of what they want to do, and yet in their hearts they don't believe that they'll actually ever really get that. What's going on with that?
I think that there are a few things going on, and obviously every individual is different.
Yes.
Some people may, again, look outside themselves and blame environment. Some may look inside themselves and blame the past. Some may have made a decision they can't do it. Here's what it boils down to, though. Whether this is individually, when you get specific, you'll see differences. However, there's a common theme. And the common theme is that the things that determine your results are what has happened in the past, what negative emotions are present, what maybe you could say baggage is there. As we go through life, we tend to accumulate things that have occurred in the past, negative things. Maybe a person in their relationship was in a situation that caused a lot of fear for them. And so they experience this fear, and then they hold on to it instead of letting it go. And even after a time where it's okay to let it go, or they've gotten the learnings, the knowledge that they don't need to go through that, that they can create what they want, they still hold on to that fear.
Ah.
That baggage moves forward with them into the future, and then they encounter a new situation, a situation in which they would be able to create that relationship that they want, that they have that person outside themselves, and then all this fear they've brought with them, all of a sudden all that comes up. And all of that fear comes up, and that will then prevent them from getting into that relationship. I mean, fear, anger, sadness, guilt. So what is in the past is one of the things that can affect how you are able to create what you want now and in the future. That's one of the things. For some people, it could be focus. So focus determines your results. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on what you want? Are you focusing on what you don't want? There's so much information out there now. Have you seen the movie What the Bleep?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've interviewed the directors.
Oh, great. And anyone that comes to my trainings, I say, this is a movie that you need to see because it not only explains what occurs at the physiological level. This is something that Deepak Chopra's been talking about since the 80s. With
I know.
Biology and... So it's clear that these negative emotions affect you down to the cellular level. The one part in the movie that I really like with the help of focus is, what are you focusing on? There's all these infinite possibilities in your universe. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on creating that relationship, or are you focusing on trying to stay away from the negativity? Because if you focus on the negativity, that's what you're going to get. Then we talk about values, because a person's values will determine what it is that they're going to achieve. So you got the values, you have the focus, you have the negative emotions, and then, finally, what you have out there in the future, what you have put into your future already, into your timeline, into your future time machine, if you would, that will also determine your results.
So, you know, so many people get hung up in the what I call the pile-up, Matt. You know, the pile-up of all of these emotions, all of these fears. And what I mean by that is, you know, something happens to you at a young age, let's say, and all of a sudden you create sort of this veneer around it, whether it's fear, whether it's resentment, whatever that is. And then the next time something triggers it, you just keep piling another layer on it, and then another layer on it. So how does one, in the work that you do, get underneath those layers and layers and layers of this stuff?
Well, the easiest way to do it, and this is the way that we have found, and we took all the information that we had and we looked at all the different techniques that are out there, and we began to put together a workshop, a series of techniques that deal with your own internal time machine. So it's been... This isn't a new theory, by the way. This is a very old theory. You can look at ancient work, even going back to Aristotle, this idea that we have this linear storage of time, and looking at William James' Principles of Psychology, or moving forward even into modern psychology, there's an idea that at the unconscious level we organize our time and our memories. Tapping into that, using NLP, using even techniques that come from more spiritual teachings like HUNA, or even more out there alternative approaches like hypnosis, what we found was that a person is actually able, using their own internal time machine, to release those blocks from the past, to clear up and let go of that baggage. And it's not anything that's new. It's not anything that a person doesn't already do. And I say this to every person that comes into my training. I say, look, all you're going to learn in this training is what you already know how to do. That's why I like the word empowerment, because it reminds the individual that, hey, I have let go of things in the past. People have gotten over obstacles. People have encountered things and let it go. Let's learn how to do it consciously. Let's learn how to do it with intention and tackle those big things and peel back those layers.
Because once they learn the techniques and the approaches that you use in your workshops, then, of course, they can apply them to everyday life. That's the key.
That is the key.
Yeah. Once you get rid of the stuff that, you know, has piled on, you want to have some tools to prevent some new stuff from coming in.
Yep. No, I love to learn. I love to continue to get knowledge, and my wife always kids with me. You know, I finish one thing and I start the next one up. I start the next path of learning, and I never get bored with learning. I enjoy bringing in new information, and I also have this idea or this practical side of me, which is information is great. What can you do with it, though? So the purpose of a lot of our trainings, of all of the live events that we do, all the product that we put out, is not just to educate, but to give a person a set of tools. Because if you're not empowering someone. You have to walk away from this with the knowledge and the tools that I can peel back these layers. I can get to the cause, to the deeper level issue, and I can let it go.
Absolutely. And that is something, that is a theme for this show, by the way. This is something that from day one, it came out of the gate and it said it was important for people to know that, you know, there have been bumps in the road in my life. And keeping that focus of I can do it is not just something we say, we talk about lightly. It's something that I learned very early from my stepmom, never to give up. That there's always a way. You've just got to be willing to tap into some of the approaches and techniques like the ones that you offer.
Exactly.
All right, so let's take a short break. But before we do that, I want to mention to everyone that if you go to the website, NLP.com, you will find workshops in in any of the areas pretty much that you live. But I want to mention specifically in the Seattle area, April 28th to 30th, there is a workshop, Let Go of Your Sadness and Fear. It's coming to Seattle. It's part of the Empowerment Partnership. And what I want to say is if you call now, you save 40% off of your enrollment price, and you can bring a friend for $95. That is amazing. So tap in, find out about the workshops, find out about the trainings. There are many of them, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the other trainings you have when we come back from break, especially the HUNA training. I would love for you to share a little bit of that with our listeners, Matt.
I'd love to. That's one of my favorite trainings. So.
Okay, this is fabulous. I'm here with Matt James right now, and, you know, you've heard me talk about the word empowerment. I'm now here with someone that lives, breathes, and walks the term empowerment by the work that he does and the life that he lives. This is Matt James, the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. And I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. You named it. We're living it and loving you every minute. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with how you can heal yourself and live life full out.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Send a calendar to a soldier in Iraq. Susan McKeith created a drive-through Puget Sound Espresso Stands 2006 calendar. All of the proceeds are being donated to Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. You can also donate a coffee-flavored taste of home and send one to a soldier serving in Iraq so they can count down the days until they return home. To do this, call 1-800-578-3674. That's 1-800-578-3674.
In today's climate of escalating religious tension, an increasing number of Americans consider themselves spiritual but not religious. But where is a spiritual seeker to turn if not to a church, mosque, or temple? An answer and many new questions lie in the award-winning book, God Without Religion, by ascetic and mystic Shankara Charanam. God Without Religion offers a groundbreaking bridge between organized religion and personal spirituality. Join Shankara on the Dr. Pat Show, January 19th, to learn how direct knowledge of God can empower you. For more information about Shankara and God Without Religion, please visit the website godwithoutreligion.com. That's godwithoutreligion.com.
Are you dedicated to exploring a wide range of holistic perspectives to help make important decisions for you or your family? Would you like to have comprehensive information at your fingertips? If so, then Wisdom Magazine is for you. and it's free at Holistic Businesses in your community right now. In every issue, you'll find thought-provoking articles as well as a complete directory of holistic services, product, and business opportunities that are available in your area. Take advantage of Wisdom's competitive advertising rates to showcase your own programs and services, too. It's easy. Just visit us on the web at wisdom-magazine.com and take a look at what we can do for you. That's wisdom-magazine.com. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to alternative philosophies, products, and services. Pick up your free copy at a holistic business near you or visit us on the web and find out what speaks to your heart.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you. My special guest today is Dr. Matt James, and he is the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. We're talking about many, many things, but the website that you're going to want to tap into is www.nlp.com, and we're talking about many things. I wanted to touch on a training that you do, and that is the HUNA training.
One of the trainings that we do, and we do this twice a year out in Kona on the island of Hawaii, we do a HUNA training out here. And I was very lucky that my family was entrusted with some information quite a few years back from an individual in Kona who wanted a couple people to carry on their lineage and teaching the concepts or ideas of what would be called HUNA in modern times. But in ancient times, it would have been called Ho'omana, which means to make energy. So we do have a more spiritual approach, a training that deals a lot more with spirituality, and yet at its core, it still goes back to empowerment. And I was very fortunate. I grew up here in Hawaii. I was born in New York, but we moved here to Hawaii when I was about 3. And one of the things, looking at the history of Hawaii, when the Westerners first came here, when they would meet with the individuals that lived here on the islands, the Hawaiians, what they found was a group of people that had very little physiological or mental disease, and that they were very happy, energetic, that life seemed to be really good here.
Yeah.
And so slowly, bit by bit, the concepts or ideas of Western thinking were brought in here, and, you know, slowly, bit by bit, that changed, and there was a shift in the overall thinking. However, these teachings were preserved, and these teachings were brought forward, and there wasn't much of a gap or a space in between when the first Westerners came here and when these things started resurfacing and being taught again. And while we keep the training separate, what I would really like to say is that anyone who studied something that's more of the esoteric nature, or anyone that's even looked at the movie What the Bleep, there is such a deep spiritual teaching in there. You can approach this same concept or idea from a lot of different angles. And the HUNA training is looking at empowerment more from a spiritual aspect, where the Empowering Your Life training or the Empowering Your Life seminar and the NLP seminars are looking at it more from the mental and emotional aspect, so more from the conscious and unconscious mind perspective.
So, you know, is it safe to say that the HUNA training is more integrative, you know, where you integrate different aspects of the work you do?
I would say that at the HUNA training, there is less information about the psychological aspect.
Got it.
And
got
more
it.
About energy work, about energy in the body. Also, though, how to release the negative emotions from a different way, from a teaching or an aspect that was from Hawaii rather than from Western psychology thinking. So there are different techniques that are completely separate. And then there are some similar themes, concepts, or ideas about perception is projection, a more Jungian-type knowledge where you look outside yourself And what the Hawaiians believed is you looked outside yourself and you saw a reflection of yourself. Well, modern psychology, well, certain branches of psychology would say that you're looking outside yourself and you can't take in all the information that's out there. And so it goes to focus. Both of these go to the idea of, because I think you're beginning to understand me a little bit here, Dr. Pat. What do you do with that? I mean, it's great to know, okay, I look outside myself and I can't bring in all this information that's out there. Well, what do you do with that? The idea or the question that we bring up in the trainings is, what do you do with that information? Here's some really great information. Here's some quantum physics, quantum biology, ancient teachings that back it up. Okay, so what do you do? Well, here's how you begin to get in charge of your focus. Here's how you begin to see opportunities instead of seeing things that can take you away from your goal. Here's how you can see creating a relationship, creating that perfect business career, that health, as opposed to seeing poor health, bad relationship, or no job. How do you begin to change that focus?
That is so important, Matt. I mean, you know, so much of what we carry and around with us, carry around in every day, every time we take a breath, you know, we get to decide whether we take the breath of victory or the breath of defeat. And the work that you do, from what I'm understanding, is that you enable people to see the choices that they have, to decide whether or not you're going to breathe in that air of victory in life or breathe in that air of defeat and despair.
That's correct. Yep. And that's basically, from a focus perspective, what we're doing is we're letting the person know that the same opportunities that are out there for me are out there for you. They're out
That's
there
it.
For Dr. Pat. They're out there for anyone. Are you tapping into it?
Absolutely. And, you know, all of us get to carry that stuff around. You know, I wanted to just have you talk a little bit about, I know that some of the people that have contacted me about you coming on the air are really interested in knowing a little bit more about NLP. Now, we've mentioned that, but there are many people that don't know what it is, nor do they understand what they have to do to really step in the path that you've taken, Matt. And, you know, and become a practitioner.
Well, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, is a study of the mind. It's a study of behavior, and it's a study of results. And two individuals by the name of John Grinder and Richard Bandler created an NLP back in the 70s by modeling some very successful individuals that were out there assisting people. Neuro-linguistic programming literally would mean it's a study of how language affects the nervous system. The word programming came out of the 70s. You know, nowadays I might change that word, but we're stuck with it. The idea back in the 70s, computers were beginning to just come around. So the word programming is about how do you program your mind to create the results that you want. It's that type of programming. So they looked at people like Milton Erickson, who is a MD who was doing hypnosis with individuals and getting fantastic results. They looked at Virginia Satir that was doing work with family counseling, family therapy. They looked at Fritz Perls, and they looked at a bunch of other people that were out there, things like Gestalt therapy. They looked at some cognitive approaches in psychology, and they began to look at how do you get the results. They listened to these people, they got the feel for how these individuals were getting results and created a set of techniques that you can use with yourself and even at some more advanced classes where you can begin to assist others in tapping into their own ability to create change. So it's really a study of language, not just how you communicate with others, but how you communicate with yourself. And how that communication affects you all the way down to the physiological level.
We're brutal when we communicate with ourselves. I mean, we are, we have some of the worst conversations ever in the way we talk with ourselves about our lives.
It's true, and I know I went through that myself. You started off hitting the big question there, you know, Matt, what have you done with this? And I was brutal to myself when it came to my body, when it came to my weight. I would say things to myself that I could never imagine saying to another individual.
Ah!
Not even in the worst situation. And I would say these things to myself. And You know, it was a real wake-up call. Here I am. I've been teaching this for so long. I've been studying it for so long. How did I miss the fact that I wasn't applying it to this one area? Because I was so focused in on business, you know, or I was so focused in on relationship. And that can happen. And you're right. What we say to ourselves, how we communicate inside, what feelings we have, and what pictures we have in our mind absolutely affect our results, all the way down to the physical, even down to looking outside and seeing a person, and is that a person you could get into a relationship with or a business opportunity? So our self-talk or our self-communication is vital to get in charge of in order to create your results.
Oh, my gosh. It's so important. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here with Matt James, who is the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. And if you'd like to find out more about the workshops we're talking about the training, about how you can live the life that you want to live, how you can take control of personal transformation, not just of today, but every day in your life, go to www.nlp.com and check it out. And, you know, Matt, so much, I heard someone said to me a while ago, it takes as much energy to have a negative thought. It takes as much energy to have a negative thought as it does to have a thought, positive thought. And yet, a majority of the time, we will choose the negative thought. Why is that?
I think that people just learn that. I think some individuals just learn to look for the negative. You could look at the pessimist, optimist thing. You can look at all the different aspects that make up the human psychology, the human mind. I think some people might just be prone to that, looking for the negative. One of the things that we talk about in the NLP trainings, and we bring this up in our shorter Empowering Your Life events, we talk about this idea of focus. You know, what are you focusing on? Are you looking? Here's the example that comes out of NLP. I say, don't think of a blue tree. And in order to not think of a blue tree, you have to think of a blue tree. And so what I tell the students is you can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. Think about that for a second.
Oh, I know. That's good.
And so if you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to have this, then you tend to begin to think about that, whether it's in your thoughts, whether it's a visual picture. If you say, don't slip, what image are you having in your mind?
Slipping. Yes.
In order to have the concept of the negative, you have to have that experience in your mind at the very least of the negative. If you want the concept of not having it, you have to have that concept. The English language, and for some people at the basic psychological level, that's just the way they process information. So there are techniques that can assist with changing that focus. For some people, that does take a little bit longer than releasing the negative emotions, interestingly enough.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Some people think, you know, all this to let go of the negative emotion is going to take me a long time. No, the negative emotion is actually easier to release. Getting in charge of this focus, getting in charge of are you looking at the positive or the negative, after learning these techniques, that can take the longer time. And we're talking a few weeks, you know, a month or so of focus and practice.
Okay, but the point is that each and every one of us has the ability to really do that.
Yes.
That's what we're here about talking today. I'm here with Dr. Matt James. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with Matt James, more with how you can empower your life. Make sure you remember the number 1-800-800-MIND. Get your free book if you call that number. We'd love to have you do that. And when we come back from break, we will talk about the major areas that really contribute to how we can live the life that we want to live. And my question to Matt will be, what are some of the most common things that you hear people say that really get in the way of living life full out? I'm Dr. Pat Basile, right here on Voice America. We'll take a short break and be right back with you.
the Internet's premier talk radio station, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck, heavy, or crusted over in some part of your life? Have you lost your spark? Would you like help realizing your dream? Do you know what you want? Call Dr. Pat Basile, certified career and belief coach, who wants to help you stop those negative thoughts that keep you running in circles. This award-winning author and researcher, Dr. Pat Basile, brings a powerful, innovative approach to helping individuals live life full out. Call 206-523-5522 for a free consultation. That's 206-523-5522. Introducing a powerful, trend-setting beverage, the world's first healthy coffee. This coffee is healthy because it delivers Ganoderma lucidum, the king of herbs. Gano Coffee. Pre-measured, pre-packaged to deliver a perfect cup of coffee every time. You just add water, stir, and enjoy. It's fast and convenient. Your friends and family will love it too. Available as black, mocha, or with cream and sugar. Our coffee sells for a mere 45 cents to 90 cents per packet. Who's responsible for your future health and wealth? Try Ganoderma Lucidum. People will spend their health to get their wealth. Then they will have to spend their wealth to regain their health. Don't let this happen to you. Go to gotgano.org. That's gotgano.org.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex, so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining the show today. Again, I am so thrilled to have on the show Dr. Matt James, and I mentioned that he is the president of American Pacific University and the Empowerment Partnership. Please check out the website's NLP.com. There are many, many things on that website, testimonials, information about the trainings, many things that you'll want to tap into to get unstuck in your life. And also, don't forget the number, 1-800-800-MIND, to call in and get a free copy of the book that we mentioned earlier. What was the name of the book, Matt?
The Secret of Creating Your Future.
That's it. So let's talk about that secret for a minute, because I think that for many people, we mentioned this earlier, that they are so stuck in where they are that they cannot see their future as being something of success. And so I would like to ask you, and all of the people you've talked to and all of the work that you do, what is there one thing that sort of bubbles to the top?
That has recently changed. You know, if you had asked me 5 or 6 years ago, what's the one thing that bubbles to the top?
Right.
I'll give you the top two. The top two that we used to encounter were limiting decisions and anger. And for in some areas, it would be anger first. That seemed to be the two prevalent things that were preventing people from making a shift in their life. Right now, and this could just be because of the things that have occurred in recent history or what is occurring around the world right now, one of the bigger ones that is coming up is fear. And just point blank fear, and sadness is kind of coming up there a lot for some people as well. We still have the idea or concept of limiting decisions, but fear seems to be a big one right now.
You know, we use the word fear, and yet when we have the vision of fear, you know, for a lot of us, for me in particular, there are these huge things that I'm like afraid of. You know what I'm saying? But there is a real subtle tap that happens in our consciousness of this level of fear that isn't about, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my life. But it's more subtle, and it's really difficult to get at that, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it builds up. It has an accumulative effect. And so we have to kind of draw on the idea of gestalt. And this isn't gestalt therapy. This isn't gestalt psychology. This is using that concept of a linking of events in the past. And so the easiest way to explain it is that at some point in the past, maybe when the child was an infant or the individual was a toddler, there may have been an instance in which there was fear. And we could say that that would be the first event, whether they were afraid because mom left the room or because dad left the room or whatever it is. And then that kind of builds up over time. And so we have this label in the English language called fear. And so when a person experiences that energetic emotion, that emotion with the same quality, they then label it, and it begins to link together. An example that I use in my trainings a lot could be with business. I use business and relationship examples because those are two of the three big areas that people want to work on in the trainings. And so with business, maybe a person goes up to their boss and says, here's what I believe, here's what I stand for, and the boss says, no, you're fired. Okay, so then there's fear there. The person goes into the next job and says, you know, okay, that was my other boss. That boss was this and that, and it's not my fault. It's that boss's fault. They go and talk to someone else, and their idea isn't recognized or validated in their opinion. So more fear comes up. Well, if these instances keep happening, there's no one big one. These are just like minor instances over time. All of a sudden, you take all of those together, and you might have a person who then doesn't want to communicate at their job, where they have something that they want to say, but all these other instances, all these little tiny events in the past then light up and create a fear of even sharing something, even if it could be vital, and because of that they could miss a promotion. Maybe the boss or their coworkers won't see them as contributing. And so that seems to be one of the bigger things that's out there right now, the fear of, in this situation that I've gave, the fear of speaking up and explaining something that may need to be heard. And so the technique then goes back to the first event, the root cause, and assists the person in releasing all those small events, including the big ones, because people have big ones,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to now, and that lets go of those past fear events and allows them then to create what they want.
Well, you know, that is so well said. You've just described what the changing nature of work in the past decade of what's been happening in the workplace, which is something I'm very attached to, and my research has to do with that. But it really was a brilliant example, Matt, of how we collect these limitations, so to speak, and how they then play out in other areas of our life and really hold us back, you know, as we move forward. So I love the way you described that and the way you talked about what is needed to get rid of them.
Thank you.
You know, so often we think that we could take a 3-hour lecture and go in and, you know, all of a sudden we'll find ourselves, personally transformed and have everything we need. And that might be so for some people, but for other people, there may be a lot of layers. Is that correct?
I agree with that, and I like to read a whole bunch of different things. One of my favorite spiritual books is the collection of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, and I like in one of the translations. This goes back to 750 AD. It's a Hindu. It's a more Eastern philosophy. It's a set of ideas or ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Patanjali basically says, you know, is spontaneous enlightenment possible? Yes, it is. And then he kind of goes on to say, for the rest of us who actually have to work at it, here's a bunch of things that you need to do. Is it possible a person can go in and take a three-hour lecture and every problem that they have disappears? I know it's possible. And for the rest of us that have to work on it, including myself, you do need to learn a series of techniques. And yes, it can be a lifetime journey, but we have an entire lifetime to do it, so why not make it a part of your life, a part of waking up every day and saying, you know, today's a great day. I'm going to be able to go out there and achieve what I want to achieve, and I might hit an obstacle. I might not. I might have a smooth path today. If I hit an obstacle, I know what to do. I know how to get through it, and I have that ability inside.
That is a perfect way to end this show. That is, if that doesn't inspire you to know that you can do all that you want to do in this life and be all that you want to be, I don't know what does. That is so well said. Thank you, Matt James, for joining the show today. What a great show. I look forward to our many conversations we're going to have. Let's give out that website one more time. www.nlp.com. There is plenty there for you all to look at. Make sure you tap into the many seminars and training opportunities there are there. Thank you so much, Matt, for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me on again. I really enjoy it.
Great, great job. Listen, everyone, what you heard today is so important in living life full out. Remember, go to 1-800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, and get yourself a copy of that book. Have yourself a great, great day, and we'll see you right here on Voice America next week. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, loving you every moment.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. The lights go out and I can't be seen.